plate a potential nugget.
As a student of transitions, one of the pieces I'm curious about is how people should think about the where to play question, right? If I bring it back to strategy, what should I do next? Again, in the context of your thinking across these four domains, when people come into your program, how should people think about flexing the boundaries within the current canvas versus looking for a new canvas?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found interesting insights come up here? Because the framing of the question often elicits different insights. So when should people stop stretching the boundaries and realize actually this is a canvas where, you know, all four domains cannot work? Maybe I need to find a different canvas. What's been your finding around?
Well, I think your approach to working the canvas that you're currently got in front of you to its limit is the smart approach. The theory of small wins is an important kind of concept that is underlying the design of this total leadership method. And the theory of small wins is really very simple. You get a lot more done when you take small steps in the direction that you choose, because it's easier to take small steps than big leaps. There's less risk. And you learn faster because you take one step and you realize, oh, maybe I need to adjust a little bit in my direction in this way so that I can get to where I want to go and bring others along with me. You learn more, you develop confidence, small steps at a time. So it's incremental change toward the big idea. And many people think, well, you know, my work situation is terrible. I got to get out of here. I'm miserable. Instead of thinking, well, are there ways for me to make some experiment, some small experiment that might create a different approach, a different feeling, a different sense of myself in this role with a less radical, less risky adjustment? And so trying those first is generally a wiser approach. Because it costs less and you learn more faster. Did I answer your question?
Got it. And absolutely. I guess once you've tried whatever you could try and you hit the limits, and then maybe it's time to move to a different question, but point well taken.
Yeah, yeah. And if Herminia Ibarra has written great work on this, especially in her book, Working Identity, when she studied career changers, and this is essentially what she found. That it's wiser to take a small step in a not radically familiar environment, but in the one that you know, and see what you can do to craft your job, change your experience, or in other parts of your life, in ways that are better aligned with what you care about and what you're good at.
People often treat their current situation as fixed and see it as a binary decision, which is this job is not working out or it's working out. But operating like a scientist and architecting experiments to pressure test the boundaries is helpful before we move towards taking a drastic call. I'm also reminded of the book Stick With It by Sean Young. It's a great book about how we should think about behavioral change. And in the book, one of the concepts he talks about is the notion of step ladders, taking baby steps to produce behavioral change. He makes an interesting point here. He says that when we secure a mini win, we have a dopamine release, which acts as fuel and provides us with the momentum for us to move forward in that direction. And sometimes when we set a large goal for ourselves, that big event is the only source of rush, and you need to cross multiple points of failure before that. He argues that people often place a greater emphasis on smaller wins in the short term than bigger wins in the long term. So bearing that in mind when we think about harmonizing across dimensions is helpful. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section in the website. If you want to listen offline, either let's say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride, you could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Savan, and most of the platforms.